Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Couple of trauma cleaners from traumacleaners.com.au who see some of the most intense, horrific things. We put in a studio and you all sent us questions online on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, and they just sat in the studio and they asked question by question. These questions could be triggering to some people. Their answers could be quite intense for some people. So I do suggest Lifeline 13, 11, 14. But also a little kid's warning. This is probably something that you don't want your
it's pretty graphic.
Kids to listen to.
All right, this is Do You Mind If I Ask?
G'day, my name's Ashley. I'm with Trauma Clean. We're forensic cleaners. Basically, we're involved in hoarding or decompositions or suicides, what we call gross filth or squalor. Basically, we do anything that other cleaners won't do. We've been in it for 20 years. Mark's been with me for most of that time, but I'd like to introduce you to Mark.
Howdy, yeah. Been with Ashley on and off for 20. Yeah, and it's been very interesting.
We've seen everything, and then pretty much every day, we never expected that. Something surprising happens, yeah, that's for sure. So I guess we're going to answer a few questions. Have you got one to go with, Mark?
Does anything shock you, or are you desensitised? The only one that would, these days, that would shock me would be a teenage suicide. They stick with you. Well, stick with me because I've got teenage children. Apart from that, others, no, you just, you get those surprises every day, but you get on with it and do it. Other than dead bodies, what else do you clean up? Meth labs.
Hoarding is always good.
Hoarding.
You got to tell the story about the feces in the buckets, Mark.
Oh, I was trying to forget that one. Yeah, that one was in the country and the plumbing had gone. There was a couple of people that lived there. The plumbing had gone and it had got to a stage where they were too embarrassed to get anyone in, so they turned the taps off and or the main off, and toilets in the house, and they were overflowing. And then after they'd filled those up, they started buying buckets. And then there was just buckets lined up everywhere.
Full of feces.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when people find themselves in a position of hoarding or gross filth or something like that, and they're unable to cope with it, first things that go are is the plumbing or the electricity, and they're just too embarrassed to call anyone in. So consequently, no one is allowed into the house. The problem just exacerbates, gets worse and worse.
What's the most memorable job you've attended? The last industrial accident we did, it involved a big piece of machinery. It was a press. It pressed a product out of a plastic type material, and it was significant. It was quite big, and one of the workers went in there for some reason while the machine was still working, and he poked his head up, and unfortunately that got him.
Press closed.
So we got there, everything's, well, the body's gone, and then we have to go and clean this machine so they can get it back in operation. And that was quite daunting. We both went in there at different stages. Before going in, we made sure that everything was turned off, but it was still, you got inside there, you had to crawl in and then stand up, and there's no way out once you're in there. The press closes very quickly. So that was a bit daunting.
But that was awful, hopping in the machine, I think.
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
We're currently in the middle of Do You Mind If I Ask, which is a segment where we have listeners send in questions and they sit down and a couple of blokes by the name of Ashley and Mark have sat in a studio. We've filmed them. The video is on our page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, but we also recorded them answering the questions. They are trauma cleaners. This stuff is so intense. Their job is the compassion that these blokes have is just amazing. And we're going to dive back into that now.
Well, the question I've got here is, what does a dead body smell like? That's a bit of a confronting question, really. Mm. It's very unpleasant. I mean, I guess if you were driving down the road and a kangaroo had been hit and been there for a week or two, it gives off a smell. And probably most people are used to that smell. Well, it's like that, but if you were in a confined room when you're in there, it's just so overpowering, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not something you'll ever forget, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, rotting meat in a freezer that's been off for a number of months will get you close to that smell.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you get insect activity and it just transfers the smell right through the house.
And you've also got this thing called memory retention. So a week down the track, you'll be somewhere else. You know, I might turn around to Ashley and say, God, I just smelt such and such a dress. It comes back to you. Do you dream about the scenes?
We don't.
Well, I don't dream about the scene afterwards. We might go to a job and assess it before we start it. If it's a job that we're going to start the next day, you will, I don't know about dream, but you would dream about how you're going to tackle it. Do you have a trick to block the smell of dead people? The first one we ever did,
we both
had Mohs, and we caked them with Vicks.
Vicks at the time,
and
yeah.
Put some masks on, and it didn't help.
Not really, no. But as you say, there was a bit of gagging going on.
Yeah, there was a bit of gagging on that one.
The Vicks wasn't working too well.
What's a typical day of a trauma cleaner? I don't think there's a typical day.
There's no typical day, really, is there?
No.
Clear a house so that people can remain living in the house. You know, it might be squalor. But at all times, the phone can ring. Obviously, some jobs are more important than others, or they need our attention straight away. There's never a planned day. It can change at any time.
No. What are some of the misconceptions about your job that the public have from the movies?
It's not just a clean-up blood or body fluids with a cloth and a mop. There's still the heavy lifting, the building, the jackhammering, the concrete work, the pulling brick. You know, there's a lot more to it, and I think there's a misconception there that there's just sort of something on the wall or the floor and you clean it up. It's not like that at all.
No.
We never leave a job until we're proud of what we've done.
No. Yeah. No.
Because at the end of the day, it's going to make someone else's life more comfortable. Loved ones that have passed away and not been found for a week or two, the family has to go in and sort out things. They've got to find wills, they've got to find paperwork, they've got to find all these things. And when we leave a job, we want to make sure that it looks nice when they go in. They don't want to see what we had to see. They just want to see the house as nice as possible, as clean as possible, it smells nice. And that's our aim right from the very start. Mm.
Oh, that's what I loved about those guys. Like, there was so much more to that chat that we just couldn't play on the radio. But he even told me afterwards, like, he makes their beds sometimes. You know, for people that have deceased, so that when the family come in, like, everything is just pristine and perfect, and especially if they're taken in a traumatic way. But I guess you don't think about the people behind the scenes like that. And you can check it out on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. If anyone does feel a little bit uneasy after hearing that, there is always Lifeline. The guys are always there ready to talk to you 13 11 14.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.